Fukushima nuclear disaster, a terrifying legacy. David Hundorf, Chinooka Point Info. It is 6 years since the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. On the 11th of March 2011, 3 over 11, a devastating earthquake and series of tsunamis destroyed the cooling systems of the Fukushima power plant, one of 50 nuclear plants in the earthquake-prone country. Three of the plant's reactors were sent into meltdown, and the result was the world's second worst nuclear disaster, after Chernobyl. The cleanup process will take decades, and in December 2016 the Japanese Trade Ministry put the total cost of the Fukushima disaster at 21.5 trillion yen, $187 billion. The cleanup at Fukushima has been marred by bureaucratic bungling and scientific miscalculation on a gigantic scale. 6 years on, the crippled plant is still highly radioactive and holds vast amounts of toxic water and debris. The amount of radiation released into the Pacific is more than from all US nuclear weapons tests in Pacific Ocean islands. Robots sent into one of Fukushima's three disabled reactors in February measured radiation levels that would kill a human in 2 minutes. People, not machines, do most of the decontamination work, with over 45,000 low-paid contract workers involved. Mostly, these workers are recruited by organized crime syndicates, as this was the only solution the government and Fukushima's owner TEPCO could turn to. Over 160,000 people were evacuated from the area around Fukushima after the disaster, leaving ghost towns, an apocalyptic landscape, toxic farmland and a local economic crisis. Now, the right-wing government of Shinzo Abe, who is pro-nuclear, is using financial pressure to try to get the nuclear refugees to return, by cancelling the subsidies they receive for housing and relocation costs. Environmental campaign group Greenpeace says the level of radiation for those sent back into the evacuation zone is equivalent to having a chest X-ray every week. Three of Japan's 50 nuclear plants, which were all shut down after 3 over 11, have been restarted. Abe's nuclear policies fly in the face of public opinion and a wave of anti-nuclear protests. A poll in Asahi Shimbun newspaper last October showed 57% against and only 29% in favor of resuming nuclear power. From the very start, the government has underestimated the crisis, dragged its feet, and engaged in a cover-up over safety concerns. Abe's new secrecy law and a media crackdown point to even less transparency in future. Japan's terrifying experience holds vital lessons for building a fighting alternative to the pro-nuke capitalist establishment in Japan and globally. Full article can be read on Chinooka Point Info.